Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan from the National Hurricane Center with the 12 noon Eastern Time update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian's a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane that's approaching Great Abaco Island in the northwestern Bahamas. It has maximum sustained winds now of up to 180 miles per hour. Dorian is now centered about 205 miles east of West Palm Beach, Florida, and is moving now towards the west at 6 miles per hour. So you can see the eye wall of Dorian is now moving on to Great Abaco Island in the northwest Bahamas. So catastrophic wind and storm surge conditions are occurring there. We're expecting storm surge of 18 to 23 feet above normal water levels, and then catastrophic winds sustained 180 miles per hour with gusts above 200 miles per hour that are going to have a prolonged period of those conditions on Great Abaco Island for the next several hours, and then approaching Grand Bahama Island as we move later into tonight and into Monday. Looking at the track forecast, we're expecting Dorian to continue to move just slowly to the west over the next 24 to 36 hours, crawling through the northwestern Bahamas, perhaps even stalling out for a time. It's going to bring the core of the major hurricane perilously close to the Florida East Coast. And then we expect a northward turn that could bring the center very close to the Florida East Coast or remain just offshore or perhaps make landfall. So because of the risk and the fact that just a small wobble to the left of the NHC track would bring the core of Dorian along the Florida East Coast, we now have a hurricane watch in effect from north of Deerfield Beach to the Volusia-Brevard County line. That area is also covered by a storm surge watch. That means we have the possibility of hurricane conditions in those areas, along with the possibility of life-threatening storm surge. We have a tropical storm warning in effect also from north of Deerfield Beach to Sebastian Inlet. Looking at the storm surge potential, we could see 2 to 4 feet of storm surge inundation from north of Deerfield Beach to Jupiter Inlet, and then 4 to 7 feet of inundation in this area covered by the storm surge watch from the Volusia Brevard County line southward to Jupiter Inlet. So everyone in those areas needs to listen to any advice they've been given by their local emergency officials regarding evacuations and preparedness. If we look at the rainfall forecast, we're expecting 6 to 10 inches right along the immediate coast of the Florida, east coast of Florida. If the track were to shift a little farther to the west, that rainfall totals could increase as we go through the next couple of days. Looking at the longer range portions of the track, we're expecting Dorian to be near the northeast Florida coast as we move through the day on Wednesday, and then accelerate and turn northeastward and approaching or moving just offshore of the coast of North and South Carolina as we go through the day on Thursday and into Friday. There is a risk of dangerous hurricane conditions and storm surge in those areas as well. So everybody from the Florida coast all the way up to the North Carolina needs to pay close attention to Dorian. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the latest on Dorian.